When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the part of the show where we thank you, the ice cream truck drivers. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. I don't have a new list yet, but I want to thank each and every ice cream truck driver that's out there. We'll get a new list at some point, and we'll thank each of you by name.
Yeah, we're not going to do a thing where, like, you know who you are, that never say your name ever again.
No. Hey, yeah, I mean, you do know who
that
you are.
That would be rude.
And I don't guess we have to say your name now.
No. I'm saying the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Opposite of that, Jacob.
No, we just did that.
Saying
it's
the
fine.
Name is part of the being the ice cream truck driver.
Right. But yeah. They know who they are.
Well, I hope.
Yeah.
Does anyone know who they are?
Yeah. Does anyone really know who they are?
I'm saying. That's what I was saying.
Be an ice cream truck driver. Preachitfun.com. Go sign up to be an ice cream truck.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driver, and who knows, the life you save may be your own.
Toot toot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Toot toot.
Toot toot.
Hey, Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream truck social?
That's a truck.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
Paul's in the churn. Paul is here,
Hello,
everybody.
Hello, everyone. And so are a fuckload of scoops.
Hello, scoops. Into the mic.
Peoples.
We had modest and never said any noise. And they're all like,
Time for Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me is Paul Mattingly.
Across from me, that's Mr. Matt Donnelly.
I'm the Knobs and Dials, Jacob the Audio Guy.
Oh, I love that guy.
We're preaching fun. Paul?
Yes, that's me.
I gave you a gift to begin this episode.
That's one way of saying it.
Lazy handy.
I was in the gas station. It was very funny. One guy, we were waiting. This woman had a very hard time figuring out how to just get through the purchase process of it. And I'm just trying to get going here.
Well, it's a new thing.
I want to get down to the, get down to the
buying
goddamn
thing at gas stations, brand new.
And while she's negotiating, the guy also
is she bartering?
just taking it all in. It seemed like
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a Red Bull today.
I put my chip in the thing and. Wow, what's going to happen next is how I could best narrate
her. She was
bewildered. Yeah. And the guy over here, he like shoots me a look thinking, okay, this guy and I are annoyed. We're sharing a knowing look.
All right.
Then he gets up and he just fucking chats with the guy. Just chats and chats and chats. And so while he's talking about how he lost his lighter, no one is like, you have to buy a lighter. No cashier goes, what happened to your old one?
Right.
They just give you a lighter to sell.
Here's a lighter.
He doesn't know this guy.
No.
They're not old friends.
No.
He's not coming in to have his morning chat.
No.
He's just, this is someone who will have to listen to me talk about I lost my life.
Yeah. Yes. This is captive audience.
Yeah. So while I did that, I glanced over and I saw some zero calorie options. And I thought, oh, Paul's going to be in the churn today.
That's right.
And I grabbed me/you/you.
Yep.
Now mostly you.
Mostly me. Dr. Pepper, strawberries and cream.
Yeah.
Zero sugar.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Now, I am sucking on a cough drop, so that could have a little bit of a different factor to my taste.
Sucking on a cough drop. Two bits.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. I've tried the cream soda. Oh, I can smell it. I just cracked the top, and it is just strawberry shortcake's headdress.
Very rarely when you buy a zero sugar soda do you note the odor upon opening.
Yeah. Oh, the bouquet.
Yeah, there is a, yeah. Notes of strawberry.
Good. Mission accomplished, Dr. Pepper.
Notes of cream.
Do you think they add flavors into the drink, or are they just adding smells in now?
What?
Are they just adding like smells into the drink instead of putting all these flavors in and be like, oh yeah, this is a cream and shit flavored thing, but they just add cream and shit flavor smells to the thing to fool you?
They're adding flavors.
I don't understand how there'd be a difference.
It's okay.
I mean, your smell is part of your taste.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm saying, are they only adding smell?
How do you add something that only smells and doesn't taste?
Well, it would taste. It just might taste shitty.
Okay.
Yeah. Might just taste bad.
I don't hate it.
All right.
They did it again, everyone. Guys. Matt Donnelly, superior soda purchaser for friends.
Woo! It's not bad.
I'm going to go shopping for all of you after this. We're all going to the gas station.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find.
It's nice and cold. If it were warm, it would be disgusting.
Yeah. That's true for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Your mother.
Thank you. That's true.
Ice and cold.
Very true.
Yeah, if she were warm right now.
Very disgusting.
Yuck. Soupy.
Yucky roux. That is a fact.
Yucky roux.
Yucky roux.
Show just took a dark turn.
Well, you give me a zero Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you're asking for it.
Yeah. I mean, all bets are off.
Yeah,
this is a witch's concoction.
So I was on a flight the other day.
Uh huh.
Do say.
And I'm going to get my. I'm an aisle seat person.
Yeah.
And I fly.
I used to be. I've changed into a window seat person.
Yeah.
I'm a window seat person. Yeah. Always
here,
have
here's
been.
The thing. Because of the way the seats line up,
it's a
50-50. This is what the audience really cares about. It's a 50-50 shot as to whether or not I'm the kind of window seat that gives me a panic attack.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't. If you get a window seat, you want it to be a window.
Yeah, no. It's the windows are recessed or whatever.
Right.
And so if the window is a little ahead of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Then that pushes my right shoulder right up against my...
Ah.
And as soon as I feel my shoulder push, I feel so claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And I start to have a panic attack. And I have to breathe through that.
Oh. I've gotten to where I prefer even getting pushed by the wall a little bit to getting bumped by the flight attendant with the drink cart.
I take the cart every time.
Yeah.
I like the aisle seat. It gives me a little chance for me to...
Because then I get surprised by the cart.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know how I get when I get surprised.
I've seen you beat up several carts.
Yeah.
Just attack them.
Just. It's terrible.
And it's weird. It's not even a fist fight. He takes out a little prison shank and he just knifes their kidneys. The whole cart.
You'd think they'd take that away at security, but
I'm doing all, Southwest, so it's not cart anymore. It's tray.
Yeah, they come out with their little tray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no cart. There's no room for a cart in those Southwest aisles.
All the more reason to take an aisle seat. You know what I mean?
I just read the other day that Southwest is talking about getting rid of the line up, first come, first serve seat assignment thing. That they're going to go to assigned seats.
Oh, then they will lose my business.
Will they?
No.
All right.
Well, Paul Mattingly flies 2, maybe 3 times a year.
Yep.
Is Southwest willing to eat that?
Yes,
they will.
The reason why they're doing it is whatever the PR is putting out is horseshit.
Okay,
every airline is now choosing, like, now that you buy a ticket, it means like nothing. It means you have like general access to the idea of a flight.
Yeah,
and then you make a second round of purchases to buy any kind of fucking seat, any fucking where on the plane. And so Southwest is missing out on all of that income, and that's why Southwest is thinking about changing.
I don't buy the seat usually.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an option to buy a seat, especially if I'm by myself, I'll sit wherever they put me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'd rather it not be a middle seat, but kind of beyond that, I really don't care at all. If it's the last row, whatever.
I try very hard to never have a middle seat, and that is for the benefit of everyone.
Yes.
No one wants to see me walking towards that middle seat and realizing that I'm the guy going in between both of yous.
Yeah.
Right? Andy knows my pain. Andy Cheek is here.
The music
Andy
starts,
knows my pain.
The music starts playing. The Jaws theme.
Just goes like, fuck.
Yeah.
We got to have this ogre on my flight. So I'm going to go on my flight. I have my aisle seat purchased.
Yep.
I look over. There's a mother and a kid in the middle seat. I don't even care. I'm fine. I'm willing to take let's do this. This is a flight from New York back to Vegas.
This is a Southwest flight?
No.
Okay.
It's a United flight.
Okay. So you're assigned that seat.
I'm assigned that seat.
Okay. Small child, big child, what?
Small child.
Okay.
3 years old.
Oh, so gonna fidget, gonna cry, do all the stuff.
All the stuff, but yeah. You know what?
You can live with it.
I can live with it. And you know what? It's a little kid, so I actually get more shoulder room anyway.
That's true.
I'll take a constant kick in the shin for that. And then as I'm trying to, I have my headphones on because I don't, you know, I don't like anyone talk to me any at all.
Yep.
And like the woman from the eye from the window seat like leans all the way into my visage as I'm trying to go like hello, and I was like, oh, take off my headphones. And she points, and she goes, would you mind switching seats with, and she points to the husband who's got a window seat, one row back.
Uh-huh.
And I literally go like, oh, gosh, I don't want to. I sometimes take medication. This is a long flight. I sometimes have to get up a few times during a long flight.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay.
Not at all. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck her neck.
You can buy your ticket.
If you ask and you get the answer.
Yeah.
Now you shut the fuck up.
Right. And then the guy goes like, and I look over the guy and go, sorry. And the guy goes like,
How about you ask the two people that are sitting with the guy if you and your kid could switch back there? Try that.
How about $100?
I got overwhelmed with guilt.
Uh-huh.
And the idea of separating the father from his kid
gave you a full erection.
Gave me. I was like, now I got a boner.
Yeah,
I love family strife. Yeah. So hard.
It's the only way I can come.
Now I'm like, oh gosh, now I'm gonna get up a lot.
Yeah.
I go. Never mind. Let's do it. Let's switch. Oh. And I switch.
You are so much nicer than I am.
I regretted it almost immediately, and then I sat. And then sure enough, it's the fucking shoulder thing. The window thing's pinching my shoulder right up. And I'm literally like, it's the longest flight. It's like a 5-hour flight.
Right.
So it's like, fuck.
Staying on this continent, in this country, that's as long a flight as you get.
I figured just put on a movie, get lost in the movie.
Okay.
I watched two movies. I watched Stranger Than Fiction. Right?
Okay.
Is that the name of the movie? Yeah, Stranger
Than
Fiction.
Okay. That's a new
Jeffrey
movie?
Jeffrey Wright.
American Fiction.
American Fiction.
Great film.
Stranger Than Fiction, I think, is a Will Ferrell movie from like the late 90s.
There we go.
American Fiction. Jeffrey Wright writes a purposely black story, and it takes off. Do you know this at all, Jacob?
No.
What the fuck, dude?
Wonderful movie.
What's it called?
American Fiction.
American Fiction.
He gets upset because he's a well-published author, respected but not super financially successful.
Oh.
And he decides, okay, if my other black contemporaries can write these ghetto-centric Ebonic style.
I love this cast. I missed this movie entirely.
So he just purposefully
very well acted.
Writes this this very, you know,
peak Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Since,
better than the Cosby Show.
Absolutely. And he jots it down. It blows up. He takes on this crazy persona. It's great. But I really enjoyed also, which some people did not, the family dynamic, which is the sort of B plot to the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I thought that was really good. Some reviewers I've heard were like, leave out that family stuff. I'm like, that's
the whole fucking movie.
Thank you.
The whole movie is that, like, yeah. Anyways, anyone criticizing that, the script is a little by the numbers.
All right.
Sure.
It's a little save the cat to a T.
It gets interesting at the end, though.
But at the end, they had such a creative ending to it that I was very surprised.
Right.
It almost breaks genre. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was a very clever ending, and I was very satisfied with the ending. I'd rather be satisfied with the ending.
I agree with you. And that ending redeems exactly the some of those over the head beat moments that do come in a little bit. But yeah,
I also watched The Iron Claw.
Oh,
yeah. That's
the wrestling
depressing
movie.
Yeah, that's very depressing.
You know what's the most depressing about that movie?
Yeah,
that's not even all the tragedies of the
I know. I looked it up after the movie was over. They literally had to take out two other deaths to make the thing less depressing.
We gotta get this a little more concise.
We gotta make this a little palatable, just at the very least.
And they also took out the fact that the family curse was "quote unquote" brought on by a Holocaust survivor, because the death. Yeah, it's not in the movie. So in the movie, the movie is about the Von Erichs, right?
This
tragic wrestling event.
But I haven't even got wrestling dynasty.
Everything's still a setup for what happened on the plane. But anyways, we're going to go into the Iron Claw.
Okay.
Because I tried to get this with Penn. He was not, didn't take any bait on it on Penn Sunday
School. Not a wrestling guy?
No.
He doesn't have custom Bret the Hitman Hart sneakers?
He does not, like you're wearing right now. No, I don't. It matches your Dr. Pepper. Oh my God, this is so good.
It's all connected. It's kismet.
Today's supposed to happen.
Yep.
So, true story, Von Erichs. Not their real name. The father took the name Von Erichs. He found it in his family, turned it into his real name and his wrestling name, and decided to do a heel turn. What they don't get into in the movie is that a heel turn in his wrestling career was basically like he was a Nazi. And that's why...
Oh!
Yes. So they decided to leave that element out of the movie to make him remotely sympathetic.
They're not. Wait. They're not a terribly sympathetic family.
What?
They're not. So
the name Von Erich.
Yes.
So it's not just a Nazi sounding name.
No.
It's a Nazi name.
He could have just been like Kaiser Wilhelm and the boys.
Okay.
Yeah. He looked up his family heritage, found a Von Erich, German Von Erich in his family heritage, took and switched their name from whatever to Von Erich.
So this pro wrestler is the person in history, maybe the only person that's ever done this, drawn attention to the fact that their ancestor was a Nazi.
I believe so.
I mean, that was one of the ways that you got heat back in the day in the territories.
Yeah.
You know.
Be a Nazi.
Yeah.
It'll get you heat.
Because, believe it or not, back in the 60s and 70s, that actually had negative connotations in this country.
Weird.
I know.
I was going to say, I've seen many people on Twitter make the same heel turn.
Exactly. It's crazy. It's a little fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It's so funny listening to old stories about the Von Erichs. I've
never heard of anybody drawing attention to their Nazi ancestors.
But they're not smart. This is the thing. They're super dumb.
Yeah, no shit.
No, but they're super dumb. Like, here's the thing.
Draw attention to the fact that your ancestor is a Nazi dumb?
Yes. Dumber than that. They are the kind of guys.
It does get dumber, Jay.
They would drive to spot shows out in BFE. This is before any kind of navigation or anything.
Sure.
Be like, we got a show at Blah Blah High School in their gym. Da, da.
Great.
They drive to the town. Go up to the first high school they saw.
Yeah.
Wrestling show here? No, we ain't got a wrestling show here. Well, I guess that's that. Back home. They just drive away. They're gone. They don't go look for another high school. They wouldn't go do the gig. They just gone. They're just dumb. They're just absolute,
I like it.
Absolute fools.
But the curse of the Von Erichs, which drives the whole movie.
Before navigation and cell phones, it was so much easier to get out of obligations.
It absolutely was.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, you don't have to call them for like 2 days.
Right.
I couldn't find 2 days. Oh, you're talking about 2 days ago? Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hope we run into each other again in life.
Yeah.
Click. So the curse of the Von Erichs, which drives the whole thing. They go, I think my family's cursed. My family might be cursed. Uh-huh. There's a story of it actually when the curse started that's not in the movie, and it's a Holocaust survivor going up to the patriarch of the Von Erich family when he was a wrestler, and he said, I don't enjoy the theatrical turn you have taken in your career.
Yeah, no shit.
I lost almost all of my family but me in the Holocaust. Sure hope that never happens to you. That's the legend.
Sure hope sure that enough, never happens to you.
One by one, Von Erich after Von Erich just fucking dies.
Did the Holocaust survivor say it like, sure hope that never happens to you?
And then they turn into dust.
Yeah.
And then a weird owl flew away.
Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah. Dare to be stupid. So he flew away.
With a mouse.
Who? I'm who? You two.
My brain cannot quickly come up with
good
a parody of the Tootsie Roll song. Otherwise, that would be the joke I'm making right now.
Oh yeah,
Weird Al Yankovic would be singing a parody of the Tootsie Roll song.
Yeah.
But I can't get there. So there, just know that that's where I would. If I'm a better comedian, that's what you would have heard, listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got through movie number two. There's about an hour left on the flight, and suddenly, someone starts shrieking, screaming, and pounding the floor and the chairs in front of them. Just a full-on
meltdown. In relation to you.
About two rows back. And
behind you.
Behind me.
Oh, so that's even worse.
Yes.
So close to you, though. Okay.
Just top of lungs panic screaming.
Wow.
Super loud.
Okay.
So I was trying to not have a panic attack before. And now I am like, and I was.
And now this is helping.
Yeah. I was watching I started some other movie, and it was The Creator, whatever, anyways, it was an intense movie. I don't want to get into it. It's
the old,
Denzel Washington's kid starred in a movie that came and went.
Okay.
But it's so intense, but then the screaming happens, I just have to turn off the movie.
Ah.
And I am literally just like about to have my time, but like the freaking craziness.
Oh, this action sci-fi movie didn't grab your attention immediately?
No, but it was just any intensity, I had to turn it all off.
Yeah.
And I am like, just like really panicking. Like, are we gonna have to land the plane? Not right, at our destination.
That would suck, yeah.
Right. I'm like, we're an hour away. I think we probably are probably still closest to get to whatever. The flight attendants.
Are you prepared to take action at this moment?
I was worried that it was because someone's trying to calm her down. I was worried at first that it was some kind of fight.
Oh yeah.
In which case, I'm in my window seat, right? If I was in the aisle, I might have been able to, like, I don't know, I might have felt like compelled to help or do something. I don't know if I would have been good at it. I don't know if I would have been successful.
That's when you lean forward, like between the seats in front of you, and just tap the dad on the shoulder that's sitting in your seat and be like, hey, you got to take care of this. I would have been taking care of this, but you're in my seat. So yeah. You got to handle this
shit. You got a job, buddy.
Go to it, aisle man.
Yep. Enjoy that aisle seat, motherfucker.
The flight attendants and the flight people don't seem to feel the need to address that at all, which was really weird. They're just up at the front of the plane.
How long before flight attendants are just giving trank darts?
Which at this point I'd be fine with. Like, if she was running back with a blow dart, like, and like, sorry, and one guy is like, whatever, casualty. Let him sleep.
He'll wake up in 2 hours. He's fine.
This older woman, I want to say 70s.
Okay.
Like literally comes over like an angel. Like literally just comes over. The guy who was with her was yelling at her to stop it or be quiet or whatever, and like she shuts him up first.
Okay, the older woman shuts up. So there's a woman on the plane panicking or having some kind of episode.
Really, really nasty episode.
Yeah, and her seatmate is trying to calm her down,
unsuccessfully,
but not doing a great job.
No,
and now an angel has shown up
out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and she gets her to focus on her. They're talking. They're talking very loudly, but they're talking. They're not screaming.
Okay.
So she is like, yeah, no, I try to take medicine, but sometimes it makes me disorganized, and sometimes it makes me a little...
Disorganized?
Yeah, disorganized emotionally.
Worse than this? Because are you in a Zoom right now?
Do you feel very organized at this moment?
Are you handling your finances at this point? Are we balancing our checkbook while this screaming is happening? Because organization seems to be low on the list.
I don't remember spending $38 at Walmart. Just her going over her finances. Apple tells me I spend money, but doesn't tell me what I spend money on. Every notification just tells me money.
I have 7 notifications. Just says I spent money at Amazon.
This medication is really taking the piss. Unbelievable. 99 cents for what, Apple? For what? Every month? Just 99 cents?
Just 99 cents. Thank God I'm so
organized. Oh, boy, if I wasn't on top of this, that's $12 a year. That adds up. That's half a meal somewhere. Someone's eating good on my dime. Tim Apple's having a dinner.
They, she goes, do you know any songs?
Oh.
She asked the disorganized woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any songs that make you happy?
Oh.
All right.
What was it?
This is a woman that deals with people like this regularly for some reason.
Yeah. She was like, it's not even code red for her.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I guess I gotta put my coffee down.
Right.
I'm just pushing pause on my movie. I know I'm going back to
it. This woman works at a group home or something.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
Because she goes, yeah. And then a very loud, I shouldn't even say because something very good has happened. Very off key. I had notes. Well, damn. Let's go fly a kite.
The Mary Poppins song.
Mary Poppins song.
No.
I really thought she's going to bust out wet ass pussy. That's what I thought.
There is a song that calms me down. All the holes in the house.
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. Yeah, that's it. This is my.
I don't want none unless you've got buns, hun.
Yeah. Yeah. She does the whole Fat Boys catalog. Deep cuts, Fat Boys tracks.
Yes,
all
I do.
You can eat. All you can eat. All you can eat.
Are you familiar? I do. Are you familiar with the Fat Boys B-side? Their entire view really gets me going. In fact, does anyone have a copy of Disorderly's the movie? Prince Marky D's turn in that film really inspires and calms.
I'm sorry I caused the disruption. I didn't mean to cause no trouble. I'm just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Hickey Woods' solo album is what calms me down. Cincinnati Bengal running back Hickey Woods' solo album.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Also, what I named the forest behind my house.
The Hickey Woods?
Yeah. It's where I keep the bodies. You gotta watch your step in the Hickey Woods.
So she sings Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins together. Aww.
Yeah, and that is fucking surreal.
And she,
yeah.
And she knows it.
Yeah.
The old lady knows
it. She joins in.
Have the flight attendants stood up at this point?
The flight attendants are now, yeah, watching from a distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone else has joined in. They feel the need to at least keep an eye on
it. Yeah, yeah. They finally were like, oh, yeah, yeah, I guess so. But then she does. She calms down. She talks
just
her
from
down.
Let's Go Fly a Kite.
And a lot did of
they,
conversation.
Did they go into Tuppence, Feed the Birds?
Yeah, they did a lot of
they Feed did, the Birds. Did they Tuppence, do a medley? Yeah. Did they do a full Mary Poppins
and
medley?
And then I got up and I was like, I was like, I know the Dick Van Dyke part. And I got up and I played a one-man band machine.
Yeah.
Up and down the aisle.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your heart feel light. When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
That's the one.
And it got him.
Yeah.
He's like,
Dick Van Dyke's very peculiar, not accurate accent is so soothing to me.
Right, I'm a chimney sweet, ain't I? Mary Poppins. If it ain't Mary Poppins, it's a crazy lady who's losing her shit.
But I bring it all up just to let you know there's still no God. There's no karma. Right? Okay. Like, I did the right thing. I switched seats so the family could be reunited.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was given nothing but a further punishment and challenge for being a good person.
No good deed, my friend.
That's right.
No good deed.
So there's no God, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
That's all I meant to bring up. Well, and actually, if you watch The Iron Claw, you'll also believe there's no God.
Of course not. No, no. Von Erichs are a very, very clear argument that there's nothing going on with any kind of organization in this universe.
You know who else draws attention to their Nazi ancestry? And that is the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manley's Ice Cream Social, the very podcast you're listening to right now. This podcast?
Yes,
this Golden Microphone 2023 award-winning podcast is brought to you by the fine people.
Nobody stalls like Donnelly.
That's right. Sharf's Sharpest Satin Snarf Scarves. That's from Sarah Boyle. That's Sharf's Sharpest Satin Snarf Scarves.
Sharf's?
Well, you can read it. I can just hand it to you. You're not in Pittsburgh.
Sharif's Sharpest Satin.
Oh, I was missing an eye there.
Snarf Scarves.
Okay.
It's something about the Shannon Sharp podcast.
No, it's about Snarf. Snarf makes scarves for Lionel and the rest of the Thundercats. They get so cold at night. I have to make them a scarf, a snarf, but I don't have the production facilities to make them en masse, so I went to my friend Sharif, and Sharif said, hey, Snarf, you want some snarf scarves made en masse? And I said, oh, sure, and he did it. He made a bunch of them.
Where do they live?
Third Earth. It's actually Earth. That's the sad tragedy of the Thundercats. We land on your planet eons after Apocalyptica have happened, and you're populated by nothing but mutant beast people who work for a undead zombie man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Third Earth is just Earth.
Yeah.
Then what's Second Earth?
It's what happened in between. It's sort of the third iteration, you understand?
Oh, it's like a...
It's more of a chronological continuance kind of countermeasure rather than saying this is the third planet. It's the third incarnation of the planet, oh, not a new planet.
That's kind of the way Reichs work.
Oh, boy.
Enter Hay Scoops to checkout.
Now you're getting into Snarf's dark history.
That's why Snarf is so furry. This covers up the armband.
Heel turn when we were wrestling.
You know what they say about Snarf's scarf factory? Work makes you free.
Snarf scarves is what the SS stands for.
Snarf scarves. Snarf scarves. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh dear. Oh, Jog is not going to be happy about this. He does have a pointed hat.
I get final cut of all commercials.
No. Mom Ra's actually working to stop my evil plan.
That's right. That's right.
I know that secretly you are in league with what's left of Hitler's regime.
Paul, how was your flight out here? You just came out here, yeah?
Eventless. Good. I had super luck on my flight. Good. It was perfect. I got in. First one, there was a bro dude on an aisle, mm-hmm, two seats over. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and it's front. I'm like, hey, is that window seat taken? He's like, nope. I'm like, whoosh, whoosh, in. His vibe was enough.
Describe what motions are whoosh, whoosh.
Whoosh, whoosh, stick the bag okay, up top, slide in.
I'm just curious, anyone else watching you would describe your movements as whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Compared to how I'd been moving for the past 2 years, yes, it was
whoosh, whoosh. Your first post-hip flight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so it was amazing just walking from my normal parking spot in economy, mm-hmm, down to the airport. I was, mm-hmm, like, hey, this doesn't feel like the Bataan Death March. This is really great. Because, you know, walking on a severed hip, whole different thing. This is like, yeah, this is cool. I can walk through the airport.
This is what all these other people are talking about with their walking.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Now I get it.
Boy, these guys weren't kidding. This is where it's at, this walking shit.
Look at that.
Yeah.
1 foot right in front of the other.
So it was good. His vibe was enough. Between the two of us, nobody sat. There were only like 14 empty seats.
That's the other thing that will crack down on Southwest is the don't sit next to me vibes.
Exactly. And so yeah, we had that. We had the thing. Well, I mean, I get in and I cocoon up against the wall and I'm like, I'm out.
You've never seen two people sit as big as they can sit as when Matt Donnelly and I sit on a Southwest flight.
I bet.
We sit in those two aisles, like the aisle seat and the window seat in one row, and we both are just sitting there like, oh, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second flight had even a handful more empty seats, and I just had another look where I zipped in. Another guy, mm-hmm, sat down on the aisle, and nobody wanted to get in there.
All right.
Yeah, and just out.
Watch any entertainment?
No, I just throw on a soundtrack and go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your soundtrack?
Riff Tracks.
You listen to Riff Tracks without the movie watching?
Yeah, I have to turn it off twice so that it plays just the audio and I fall asleep.
Huh.
Wow.
Because I can see the movie in my head because I've seen them all so many times. I can see the movie in my head and then it just takes me out.
That's bizarre.
And it's great because Riff Tracks does that for me because they're constantly commenting on what's going on the screen. So it's, mm-hmm, almost like telling you what part of the movie you're watching. So it's, I don't know, it just works that way for me. I can,
all right,
I can visualize it a little bit easier. Yeah.
Whatever, weirdo.
Yeah. I'll take weirdo and I'm out. But I slept really well on the first flight. Didn't sleep as much on the second flight, but it's not as long. So it was cool.
And then you got up in time to flash Jacob's Gardner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just in time to say, hola, friends.
Yep. They came on the day that I said not to come. So they get a little naked Paul.
Benvenidos. The guy's like, I thought we were trimming a garden. I didn't know I was going to be in paradise.
That is what he said. That is what he
were
said.
You, were you setting your butthole to?
I mean, everybody got their morning ritual.
Greet the morning.
When they saw you, Paul, did they say we have to trim that bush too?
They said no. They said I will not fuck with perfection. They asked if they could hold up their mirrors to add more sunshine on my taint spot.
Did they ask if you could pose for a topiary?
They did.
Okay,
they good. Did, and so. When you go to Jacob's backyard, you'll see one bush. You, I'm not going to point it out. One bush looks exactly like my bent over butthole staring at the sun. And when you find it,
yeah,
there's candy inside.
There is a prize. It's a Mounds bar.
It's a Mounds bar.
Where'd you get that Mounds bar? I reached into that plant's butthole.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're the chosen one. I hope nothing bad happens to your family.
I tried this plant. I just got a score bar.
Oh, now all my kids are full of coconut. Oh, shit.
I watched the first part of the epic roast of Tom Brady last night.
Fucking, who directed that? Scorsese? Jesus Christ, how long is that fucking roast?
Hours. It's 3 hours long.
I tried twice to get through it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get through it.
I was laughing because at one point Kevin Hart is like, man, this is going so well.
He says that a lot. He's like, as though he's trying to convince someone.
I think this isn't even the last time I'm going to do this. This is going great. And it sounded like he was wrapping up, and I pushed pause, and it was halfway through.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. I mean, there are some parts that were really funny. I was happy to watch it. But there are
some parts that are really not funny.
Oh, that part's very true as well.
Yeah.
Took me a while to realize, like, oh, I should do the dishes while the athletes are going up. And I'll turn it off when the comedians are going up. But I did not, I could not, I tried, I made a one more attempt to get through it, and then I was like, oh, I'm also fine.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get to the end or anything.
However much
like that.
I watched last night, I think that's as much as I'm going to watch.
You guys don't do TikTok, do you?
No.
Because TikTok has it all for you. They got the best bits, and then you can watch it at double speed, and you're done. I saw the best parts of it in about 8 minutes.
Well, I definitely was following up on Twitter, and then... And then also some podcasts were covering it or whatever.
There's a weird part to it. And so, Matt, you saw the first half. You would have seen this part.
Yes.
You saw Nikki Glaser do her.
Yes. She was the big winner of the
No doubt. No, and like Nikki Glaser is a fucking professional. She's very good at what she does.
Yeah.
I found it odd that for the rest of the night, everyone kept commenting on how good Nikki Glaser was.
Oh, like while it was happening.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Kevin Hart got up there and immediately after her set, and then proceeded to just dote on how good she was, which like the first two or three times, fine. After a while, I started asking, what did they expect her to do?
This is how it works when your PR firm pays the individual performers at the roast to bring you up constantly as the star lit of the night.
Yeah.
To make this thing in
a
career launching.
It was weird.
That's what it was. Wasn't nothing weird. They're all owned by the same management company and they're just like, oh, Nikki Glaser, this is her night to shine.
Yeah, fine. It was still weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's brought on Stern the next day.
Okay.
She does have a stand-up special coming out this weekend.
What? You're telling me there was some sort of synergy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They figured it out, guys.
Yeah.
The showbiz thing. They got it.
I've never watched a celebrity roast and thought, man, if only this could be 2 more hours. That's never happened.
Yeah. Or if I said, like, more athletes, more professional athletes speaking comedy into a microphone for the first time in their lives. Let's do more of that.
A couple of them are pretty good. Drew Brutzo was pretty solid.
Yeah, but the thing about it being live,
he
paused for fucking ever in between his laughs. And that's fine.
And he'd go back and like catch up on a line that people laughed over. Yeah, you know, like he had, there was definitely, you could tell that he was not used to doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Rumor is his ex-wife wasn't thrilled with it.
No.
Yeah, Giselle Bundchen not happy with the Tom Brady roast.
Because she was roasted worse than Tom Brady was by a lot.
A lot.
And then every single person made the same Rob Gronkowski is a functional idiot joke.
That was fascinating because usually every roast has a bimbo.
Right.
Right?
And then, this time it was Gronkowski.
And I thought it was actually smart to make the bimbo of the roast Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, it was
this was my favorite part of the whole night, though, was watching Gronkowski, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, all these people that are not used to being made fun of on a regular basis, just be lambasted.
Yep.
And watching their reaction, which was confused, angry, and then farther down the list, a little bit of like, this is what I signed up for.
Except for Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick was laughing right off the bat.
Yeah.
On every time he was getting made fun of.
Oh, good.
And I was like, Bill Belichick actually gets the energy of this thing more than anybody else.
At one point in his set, he did it at one point in his set. He said something about like, in real life, I'm a pretty nice guy or something like that.
Yeah.
And the room laughed.
Yes.
And he just went, oh, come on. he was genuinely hurt for a moment. I really am a nice guy.
No, all of his ex-players were looking at him like, you cursed us out every day.
Yes. Yeah, you're the Lord of the Cheaty Magoos.
Yeah. It was a strange event. The idea that they could do another one soon, I don't see how that would happen or who that would
who
be.
Who would be? Like Jordan?
Yes, I mean, it's like who?
Jordan's never going to do
it. No way.
He's got better.
Gretzky, maybe? Wayne Gretzky? He's Gretzky. Around and does like some public stuff every now and then.
You think everyone's going to tune into the fucking roast of Wayne Gretzky?
No. I don't know who tuned in for this one.
All right, what's that? What are you laughing at? Go ahead, get on the mic. Get on the mic. Defend your weird, your weird dismissive look of
was this a Canadian defense?
Are you from Canada?
Yes.
Yeah, but we live in a real country with real ratings. like you guys all watching something is like New York watching something. You know what I mean?
But we watch it together.
Get into the microphone.
We watch it all together.
You would all watch. I agree. I bet the whole country of Canada would watch the roast of Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, certainly.
Absolutely.
I don't think it would have the cultural impact that this roast had.
What does the country of Canada think about Wayne Gretzky owning a Major League Lacrosse team in Las Vegas? What is Canada's viewpoint on that?
Actually, technically, lacrosse is the national sport of Canada.
Not really?
Hockey. Yeah.
So they're in favor.
It's my brain just goes save that for Jock versus Nerd. That's gonna come up. That's gonna come up in a Jock versus Nerd question, right?
And we're probably not gonna remember it.
Probably already has. Lacrosse. So you're from Canada?
Yes.
You still live there now?
Yep.
Is lacrosse really that big of a sport there, or they just don't update their stuff?
I mean, hockey's definitely more beloved by the masses, but
right.
Yeah, a lot. Lacrosse is still a really big deal.
Now that hockey season is over, is everyone very sad about that?
Yeah, that's when lacrosse takes off.
Ah.
But like in high school, are like the cool kids the lacrosse players? Does Canada have cool kids?
Does Canada have kids? Aren't they just hatched as friendly adults?
You really threw her with the hatch thing.
Let the record show. She just looked at me with a kind look and then just looked back.
She's like, we've been exposed. The hatching secret's out.
They know about the Canadian nests.
They're on to us. Run.
You can lift the whole microphone. You have to bend.
Okay, so I guess.
Tell everybody who you are, by the way.
Oh, Scoopy Scoopy Jess Jess.
Scoopy Scoopy Jess Jess.
I actually went to school with like the Ontario team for hockey. So my area was very hockey centric.
Okay.
But
where is lacrosse more popular than hockey?
just about anywhere really. Like it's kind of like a 50-50 draw for the most part.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
I am too.
Curling am too. Is a big deal too.
Curling, I get. Lacrosse is like it's like weird hockey.
Yeah. I don't know anywhere where lacrosse is popular.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a major league lacrosse team here, and lacrosse is not popular.
Yeah. I apologize. I will try to get them to roast Wayne Gretzky for you. Okay.
No, thank you.
Promise.
Forgive my ignorance. Lacrosse is essentially based on a Native American sport, correct?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah.
Right. So that would lead me to believe that there is and I know that there is a pretty strong Native American, North American population.
Yeah. We're saying Native American is in
indigenous,
North American
indigenous peoples that live in Canada.
Yes.
So maybe that's part of the popularity of lacrosse as well, that there's a greater representation of that demographic. I don't know.
This would be all good roast material for Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not even as popular as the Indian sport, eh?
Oh!
Hey, hey, stay down, Gretzky!
Oh! Hey, Gretzky, I know they call you the great one. Is that because you're a big old fat thing now that you're retired? You're great, you're fat and great? Huh? How about that? You gained a few pounds, huh, Gretz? Huh? Let the old body go to pot?
Kilos. He gained kilos.
You gained some kilos?
Yeah.
Put on a few stone, did you?
There it is.
Eh, sorry about that, egg. Eh,
that's Wayne. How they measure weight in Canada.
Sorry, Wayne, you put on a few stone and now we can't have you play because you'll crack the ice, huh? Won't you, buddy? Yeah. Yeah, you'll break the whole fucking rink, man.
Gretzky in tears, just weeping. Yeah. I was not prepared for how deep this was going to cut.
That's my time. I've been Sinbad.
I'll tell you who else is fat enough for Sinbad to make fun of him, and that's the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manley's Ice Cream Social, is brought to you by the fine people of Pretend Pigs from Cincy Scoop. Oh. It's from 2021. Cincy Scoopers, the Pretend Pigs.
I'm fake ham. I'm Pretend Pig. Not real. Close your eyes, everyone, and imagine a pig. That's me. Pretend Pig.
Whoa!
That's me. Pretend Pig.
And the audio works even better.
Yeah. Now, slowly move your hands down your body. Find a place of pleasure. Let your fingers rest on whatever feels best. Move around real slow.
Why?
Semicircle. Shut up and listen to the pig.
Okay.
Semicircles.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but okay.
Go in semicircles with your fingers. Press a little harder than you like.
What is this a product for?
Bring yourself pain.
I don't understand what I'm purchasing.
I'm a pretend pig.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
okay.
I'm not even here.
Okay. All right.
Put a pillow over your face. Stay quiet. Stay very quiet. Pour water all over your feet. Your naked feet.
I think it's funny that the commercial with the Nazi reference is the more comfortable commercial.
All right, that's enough.
And this guy paid for 8 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah, you're just returning the Andrew Hayes Scoops check.
Yeah.
No refunds.
Okay, we're good. As we're recording this, we're going to do a bucket show tonight. By the time you hear this, we will have done it.
Two of them.
We're doing two, yeah. One, we're letting the true chemistry of Paul and I radiate.
Yeah.
Just the two of us. And then we're adding two guests to the second
special
episode.
Special guest for the late one.
Casey Wilson and Sarah Lowe will be joining us for the second episode.
Yep.
And then...
we got Faustino playing at the first show.
Yep.
And then Spadoni for the second.
Yes. And there's a comedian who I thought was very good when we did that gig together. And our variety show is jam-packed.
Yeah.
So I asked the comedian if they would open for us at the Bucket Show. And they said, yes. So Mary Upchurch, who's this Latin comic... She will be opening for us at both Bucket
Fantastic.
Shows.
Great.
At the show tonight as well.
I love it.
And assuming that goes well, we're going to get in here for an interview. If we never have her on the podcast, you just know that she did not have a good time with the Bucket
Show. If this is the last time that we mention her?
She came out and she was like, this is a mistake, and like left. Then no, we won't see her again.
No. One of the two parties decided not to have her back.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably her.
Yeah. So that should be super fun. And it's already so crazy to have all the scoops in town.
Yeah.
Fact check, Andy. Get over here, buddy. We haven't talked to you in a very long time.
Hey. Yeah, it's been
Hello.
Nice.
How you been?
Good, pal. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
How's You're everybody right. going over there at Geek Shock?
It's chaos as always.
You can just say pass. You can just say next
little
question.
Chaos is a different cast every week.
Are you back That's in great. Town?
I'm back in town for another week. I got to go back to Connecticut and sell my dad's house and clear it out.
So. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Now, is he still alive?
Oh, no, he passed away a year ago. Yeah, maybe
he's there.
Sleeping
he's just
there
selling
the
his house.
Yeah,
selling all of his, shut up, Dad.
Yeah, go
We're
away.
Selling all your stuff. and then moving back here?
No, not yet. Still thinking about it. I'm bouncing back and forth for a while. I got my fair season in the fall, so I wouldn't be back here anyways. Like 3-4 months in a
Your
fall.
Fairy season?
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just fair.
Fair.
I thought this was the time where you dress up like a...
I get to be a carny for a couple months.
He does wear fairy wings.
That's just, you know. Just
puts on fairy wings, does the whole circuit.
It draws attention.
Go around.
The fairy wing circuit?
The fairy wing circuit, yeah.
goes to all these Ren fairs, but as a magical pixie, because that's the energy that Fact Check Andy gives off.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? That might work. I must think about that.
I've been seeing your posts. You've been hitting up the strip, doing some drawing out there.
I did a little
in front
busking
of the
out there last
How's
night.
How's it going?
It was not good last night. The wind kind of killed us.
Oh, yeah.
But the last season was fine. I'll probably come back in July and do it again when it's stupidly hot, but there's people.
All right.
So Fact Check does caricatures. Yeah. When you're out there doing it, do you have a spot? What's the busking situation
We've
like in Vegas right now? What's going on?
The Bellagio. Apparently,
I've heard of it. That's the one with the fountains.
Apparently, our friend Laramie Taylor, who's a really great artist, who's quadriplegic, they ticketed him, and that was their mistake because it's kind of hard to win a court case against somebody who draws with a mouth and stuff. So then they ticketed somebody else
after
that. I think
you
need
to clarify everything you just said.
Okay. Well, they ticketed us. They were ticketing the buskers for weird stuff. I got ticketed for
they being the police.
The police, yes.
Okay.
I say you sound a little drunk right now. Are you drunk?
Just full of pollen. all of Vegas's plants are trying to breed with me.
Yeah, just pollen and whiskey.
Yeah, but they were busting us or ticketing us. I got ticketed for improper storage of materials. Which was the table I was drawing on, which is, you know, it's...
So you're not allowed to have a thing with table legs on
the ground? Well,
we are
now. We are now because they tried it and tried to... Because they don't have a leg to stand on where we're...
Where you had four.
We're expressing our we're expressing our First Amendment rights to be creative out there.
Yeah.
We're not charging. If people want to tip us, that's great.
Right.
So, you know, it works out. That's but, they ticketed Laramie and then they tried to ticket somebody else and the same lawyer said... You know, I got a whole line of these people. I can keep winning these if you want. So they've just stopped bothering us.
That's good. Who is the lawyer?
David Figler.
Yay! Yeah.
That is incredible. Yeah. David, of course, the host of CityCast Las Vegas. He'll be coming by Scoop Fest. Yeah. He'll be coming by the Bucket Show tonight
as well. I'm sure.
How does that work with the sidewalk? I've always been told that the sidewalks on the Strip are owned by the casinos. It's not like a public easement.
The ACLU has been fighting on that for years.
Uh-huh.
It goes back and forth, but right now we're not being bothered.
Okay.
They're not giving us licenses. You know, if they were giving us licenses to do it, we'd do it in a second, but they just want us to be vague.
Okay.
I'll handle it.
All right.
Yeah.
Vague rents.
Yeah.
And how much does David charge you, Figler? How much does he charge you to be?
I don't know. I didn't actually hire him. I didn't have to because I just paid off the stupid ticket and said I wouldn't do it.
Oh,
okay.
But then I kept going back to the highest court in the land.
I don't have that kind of deep pockets.
How much was the ticket? How much was your improper storage of material?
Oh, wow!
Holy shit! Yeah. And it was the same ticket that one of the showgirls got for putting her purse on the sidewalk.
Improper storage of materials. That's deserved.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your purse on the ground.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
How much did you make that day when you were out?
More than $300.
Good. Okay. That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Still. Yeah. $300 is a lot to lose.
Yeah. And I keep doing it. So, you know. Yeah.
Cool. Well, with all the court cases and stuff, I imagine that's why you want to move back here.
I love Vegas.
Fighting the good fight.
I love Vegas. It's weird and wonderful. There's something going on every day. There's all kinds of craziness. And back in Connecticut, they have a thing called Last Call. I swear they shut the bars down. Like,
what?
Sometimes as early as 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I know what you mean.
If I wake up and can't sleep at 3 a.m, I can't go out and hang out at a bar.
Right.
It's nuts.
All right.
Yeah.
Weird.
That is weird.
I miss that about Vegas too.
Yeah.
In all sincerity, I'm sorry about your father.
Oh, thanks.
And good luck with dealing with all of that stuff.
Appreciate it. We'll see you guys tonight. I won't be at the Bucket Show because we're recording tonight, but
I
will see you guys at the much of the fest.
Yeah. Whenever. All right. Come by whenever.
Fact Check is going to be running the game room, as always.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Fact Check running the game room is I don't have to think about the game room.
Yes.
It's a wonderful. Huge help. Sincerely, it's wonderful.
And he is such a calming presence. If there's anyone to keep it calm in the game room, it's Fact Check Andy.
Like if somebody was freaking out on a plane,
he knows the words.
I would want Fact Check Andy to go sing with them.
Let's go fly a kite.
Mary Poppins memorized. We're good to go with that.
Yeah.
The last couple of flights I've been on, there's been a medical emergency on the flight.
For real?
Yeah. And that I feel is less of a problem than somebody freaking out behind
me
at the
plane.
It's
really disconcerting with someone just screaming at the top of their lungs. Just cause.
Yeah.
That's really weird. But the medical thing, did you have to land anywhere else?
One of them I did. One of them, a guy was having what they thought was some kind of heart attack or heart something or another. And he was sitting directly across the aisle from me.
Oh.
Like I could have reached over and just touched him. I didn't. It seemed inappropriate.
is this what's going on? You just kept poking at his heart. Yeah. Is something going on in there?
Right here is where it hurts.
My mom would kiss things and make it better.
Yeah.
Would you like me to kiss your chest?
And then I say, let's go fly a kite at him. Let's go fly the kite.
Jacob, you're about to host everybody for a barbecue.
That's right.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I woke up just pissed today because the gardeners came to the house the wrong day. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of issues like that right now.
Yeah.
I got issues with, like, you said you were going to do something. I just want you to do the thing that you said you were going to do. That's all I want.
I stopped by your house yesterday.
Yeah.
I dropped off
some t-shirts to drop off
that we're selling at the event. And I was laughing.
Scoop Fest. That's the event. Yeah.
Let me write that down.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah, no, I'm good. And then you just like point to something and be like, I got this over here, I got that. And then you would.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, no, I feel good. You know, I got these over here. You just kept. For like every 2 seconds, you just panicked and pointed something in your garage that you got for the barbecue. Yeah. It was very
funny. There's a pile of things in my shop right now.
Yes,
that are going out.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to keep all that organized.
Yeah.
So when I came to his place last night, there was a funky like fire smell. Did we discover what that was?
Oh, the neighbor was just burning some stuff.
There we go. We were worried because it was strong. We were like,
oh no.
Yeah, we were walking through the house like, is something on fire?
Well, I had also left. Not on purpose, but somehow just a door inside got left open. And so the smell from the garage had just kind of permeated that outside room. Where a lot of stuff is. Like a lot of the Scoop Fest stuff is in that room. And I was like, wait, does something for Scoop Fest smell like a campfire? Oh, no, I think the neighbor just has a campfire.
Because it could have been explained away by like one of the whiskey bottles busting and like that campfire smell comes out.
If one of you lost and just blowtorched everything in the garage before Scoop Fest, that would have really been tough to deal with.
That'd be awful.
It'd be tough to explain.
Yeah.
It'd be tough to explain why the whiskey barbecue was now just, hey, everybody go up front and grab a shovel. Clean up Jacob's garage.
Ashes and embers of what was.
That'd be
so sad. Yeah.
Oh, another thing I was upset about with the gardeners today was that they filled up my backyard trash can with yard debris. And I'm like, you're paid to take the yard debris with you. I need that trash can to not be filled up.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. I bet it's still filled up. I bet I'm just not going to be happy about that.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah. No, I mean, it smells fine.
Because it's just yard debris.
It's just yard debris.
Yard debris.
Yeah. There's like pieces of rose bushes and shit in there.
Yeah.
I thought that was random lawn cheese.
Mm.
Lawn cheese?
Yard debris.
Lawn cheese sounds so gross.
Well, I've got random lawn cheese.
Oh, no.
It's yard debris.
Yeah. Buyers of lawn cheese. I don't know why only British people say lawn cheese, but they do.
He was the star of Dracula.
It's because of their Nazi heritage. Frankenstein.
Lawn cheesy?
Lawn cheese.
Jacob, should we get into some scoop mail?
Yeah, let's do a little scoop mail.
Message for you, sir.
Say, we could turn to our guest for scoop mail, but we're doing a live episode at Scoop Fest where we're opening the mic up.
That's true.
But oh, you have physical scoop mail. Never mind, we have physical scoop mail. Wrong song.
Physical scoop mail. Physical scoop mail. Zippity doo. We got
Rogan
mail
just stepped
in the
on
box.
Whatever it is.
I love it.
I'm sure it wasn't fragile.
What is it?
All right, somebody has to do it.
Give me.
We'll
give
sit
me.
Quietly.
All right, so I have
cocaine?
A bunch of stickers here.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. These are of the t-shirt cannon I used on Fool Us. I have these are ham cannon stickers.
Oh, nice.
So very cool.
If Raya is around, you have to give him some. And some stickers.
Yes. I will give him some of these.
There's a Piff the Magic Dragon Thingamabob.
I have a Piff comic volume book. 1. These are all just comics that you've drawn of Piff?
This is the comic book that came with the deluxe edition of
get
in there.
This is the comic book that came with the deluxe edition of the Piff the Magic Dragon magic book.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I just got the regular edition.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
I did, because I was going to get the deluxe edition, too, and they told me how much it was, and I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the deluxe edition was like $500 or something.
Yeah, it was very expensive.
Yeah. I love my friend, and I wanted to support my friend and buy my friend's book. I don't love him that much.
Right, exactly.
I love him less than $500
worth. So we get the cool part of the deluxe edition.
Well, yeah, that's right. And being a contributor to the project, I got a deluxe edition for nothing.
Right.
But you'll notice that the message in the front, it is not to Ice Cream Social, it's just to the churn, because I only got 25 of these, and Piff didn't pay me, the cheap bastard, so...
Hi, churn, you get a signed copy of the Piff comic. Note,
awesome.
This is for the churn and not specifically for ICS or Pod Therapy, because Piff only gave me 25 copies and didn't pay me.
Oh, well, Pod Therapy's not getting that.
And I need to sell the rest so I can afford drugs.
All right.
That's from Wayne Geo. So it's autographed by Wayne.
Yeah. And keep that here.
So purpose I've only got a couple left, and I've brought them with me to Scoop Fest, and if you want one, just come find me and give me some money.
$450.
Yep.
You can have one.
That is $50 cheaper than the...
Yeah. Well, you're not getting the book.
Yeah.
You're not getting the book.
Yeah, that's right.
So you get a discount.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the deluxe edition.
And I'll give you an art print as well, some random stickers.
You don't have to give us anything, buddy.
Not you. People who want to buy it.
Understood.
You've got the art prints there as well.
All right.
He's throwing out a commercial right now.
Yeah.
Okay, finish your commercial.
I did.
All right, did you get a Nazi reference in?
Well, my surname.
That's Wayne Von Erich, everybody.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Adolf Jovanazzi.
Of course, you have Hey Buddy Nice podcast.
Yes.
How's that going?
Yeah, it's doing all right. We're on a little bit of a hiatus because we're in Vegas.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I can vouch for that. Yeah, that's correct.
Yep.
You are in front of us.
Physical body is true. In front of you.
Do you want me to cut this part of the show out and give it to you so you can publish this part as a Hey Buddy Nice podcast show?
Yeah, sure. Good. All right, yeah. But yeah, we're coming up 2 years in August. We've got an episode on Friday that's dropping, which will be 145.
145 episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No slouch.
No slouch. But you're committed. You guys are really doing this pod.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to keep a schedule.
And what is the schedule? How often does it come out?
Every week.
All right.
Yep.
What day?
Good question.
Good.
We were doing twice a week, Tuesdays, Fridays. But,
that's a lot.
But then I started working again and... just didn't have time, so we're down to one episode a week, and it depends if it's edited in time.
Do your listeners have a nickname yet?
Cheesebags.
Cheesebags.
Because the sign off is Brogan surprised me with the sign off on the first episode.
Okay.
Brogan just goes, "Stay fresh, cheesebags." So
stay fresh, cheesebags is pretty.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice, just in general.
Yeah,
you know, for your cheesebags.
Especially for your lawn cheese.
So how do I... Yeah, if you have lawn cheese bags, those go out, you know, with the landscaper, hopefully. Yeah. Otherwise, you have no room in your garbage.
That's right.
And that will smell.
Very much.
We'll have to find out if cheese bags identify themselves at Scoop Fest.
Well, some people have cheese bag names as well.
There you go.
Because there's Scoop Jesus, right?
Right.
Scoop Cheeses.
Right.
When he's talking to us.
Great.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing a trivia battle. You guys are taking on two characters and a clown.
That's right. We're prepared to publish. Fucking.
If you're a Patreon member, you will hear all the trivia battles.
That's
but
right.
This will be RJ, Jimmy Slonina, and
Mikey
Johnny
coming
Miles.
In clutch again.
Mikey
coming up
coming
with awesome quizzes.
Yep. He asked for all the podcasts in advance so he can do special research.
Oh, shit.
Good.
So your team is particularly hard because you're the Ice Cream Social branch all stars.
Yeah, because it's us, Chris
the Microscoop
Newman.
From Who Scoops podcast, Brogan of course of both, and then over throwing in Newman from Newman the podcast as well. So just from a trivia battle, you want Newman on your team.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this isn't just a trivia battle, so I bet Newman won't help.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So are you excited about this? Because you've been to other Scoop Fest. You've seen Mikey host the other trivia battles, yeah?
Look, when we were at Scoop Fest 2022, this was before we were doing a podcast or anything. After seeing the trivia battles and that, we decided we were going to do something and we settled on a podcast. And we thought, how cool would it be to one day maybe walk out with the Hey Buddy Nice podcast music playing or something to reference us and do a trivia
battle?
Are you
prepared to pay the Hey Buddy Nice podcast music?
No, we're not going
to
do that.
I'm just saying, in that vein, yeah. No, you would have to pay us
to use
that.
You could pick up a microphone and hum it into the microphone if you'd like to.
Yep.
Brogan is wearing a We Love and Support Matt Donnelly in this house t-shirt.
I do love and support Matt Donnelly.
So, you know. Is it too hot in here? Too cold? Can I get you something? Are you feeling okay? Do Doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you nervous about the trivia battle?
I'm fucking terrified.
Why are you terrified?
I don't know, because it's... I've heard you guys talk about it where it's like, oh, it's so fun to sit and watch them, and then you're on stage and it's like, shit.
Yeah, then Mikey plays psychological warfare with your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really rough.
So... I was like, when I was waiting to hear back from you, I was like, I don't know if I want you to say, yeah, you're in, or no, you're out, because I don't know.
Yeah, I did that thing where I said, would you want to do it? You said yes, and that was enough for me to put it all on the schedule and then forget to get back to you.
Yeah.
What I did. So you found out because the schedule came out, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's the way I work, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
I still love and support you, so it's fine.
I did manage to get a confirmation text out before the event. So that was I felt good about that.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So yeah, but you guys are kicking off the event, basically. You're the first item.
No pressure.
Best
no, but
it.
I feel like Mikey's not going
to
be fully diabolical in the first one.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm starting to wish that I wasn't as vocal about my interests as I am on social media.
Oh, yes.
Because I might have kicked some fucking ass.
Oh.
But
what do you mean?
I am very, very, very vocal about my love for hit 90s sitcom The Nanny starring Fran Drescher.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You think that might be one of the questions?
Oh, no. If he didn't know that and that's what he ended up doing because he's like, who's a fan of the hit 90s sitcom The Nanny starring Fran Drescher?
Yeah.
I would have been like, I am, motherfucker.
All right.
Kick ass.
I mean, so the chances were hoping to keep some interest secret.
Before knowing.
Yeah.
Weren't zero, but
they weren't zero.
They were low.
What you have right now is a prime opportunity to talk shit to two characters in a clown. Would you like to talk shit to them at all?
No.
Okay.
I would like to be
really?
I would like to be invited on that podcast because I hear RJ makes good food.
Now you listen here, two characters in a clown.
There we go.
We know you got okay, sure. We love RJ. We love Jimmy. That other guy's there too.
Johnny Miles. Oh man, Shade Throne.
Wow.
Wayne speaks for himself. He does not speak for Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast. RJ, if you would like to invite me to your house.
I think he's literally speaking for Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast right now.
No. Disclaimer, as half of Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast, I veto it. So if you would like to invite me for food, you're welcome to. He can stay outside.
RJ is still going to make meat-based food for you.
This
beef will continue.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right, the views
the actual
in this
beef
joke,
will continue.
The views expressed by Wayne Geo do represent the views of Hey Buddy Nice Podcast.
And Brogan.
No, they don't. No. I speak for myself, and I don't speak well, but I do speak for myself.
Yeah, most Irish don't.
Yeah.
All right. Smack talked. We did it.
Yeah.
We nailed it.
This is before I've given out my
physical. Now there's
going
to be so much more tension in the match. Yeah.
Dana White pre-UFC fight action right here. You know, Brian and Justin Robert Young have been trash talking us a lot lately.
That's true.
So I hear, I don't watch their program.
Oh, yeah.
Stay down. Stay down. Yeah.
Stay down, bitch.
They are right. They have beaten us every time.
That's only if you believe in math.
Which we clearly don't. So we'll see what happens this time. Third time's a charm, right?
You think we're due? We've lost more than three times.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Fourth time's a charm.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Eighth. Fifth. I think fifth time's a charm.
Okay, fifth time's a charm.
I think we're 0-4 against them.
That sounds about right.
Remembering correctly.
Well,
we're
keep
due.
The streak alive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're consistent. We're consistent.
We are at that.
Oh, we need to get people to bet. We need to get people to gamble on which team is going to win.
Mitzi will bring in his betting sheets on the...
Good. We need active gambling happening.
Yeah, we need active gambling happening. I mean, it is the thing that we've lost to them four times, but we didn't bring Mikey into their lives. They brought Mikey into our lives.
You think
shenanigans, yeah.
You think they set it up?
I think it's a total setup.
Yeah,
I think it's a total... It's a little peculiar.
Something to do with that Texas water.
Yeah,
they all got the same vibes going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's what's going on.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Is he in Cali now though?
Who, Mikey?
Yeah.
How the what I know?
Who can say? It's time to do a little Jock versus Nerd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Time for Jock.
Explosion of Nazi descendants.
What? Boom.
Guys,
just got invited to a post-soccer game swimming party.
Yeah!
I think it's for my children, but I don't know.
Who can say? Thank you to Hey Buddy Nice Podcast. I just kind of kicked him off to move on
just
to
Chalk vs. Nerd. But, make it real weird.
Yeah, that this is the weird part of the pod.
Yeah. We got a scooper coming to us today from Bearded Scoop. Greetings, Mum Ryan Mattingly, Donatello Donnelly, and SpongeBob Smith. I get one of those nicknames. As long as you'll find my latest Scooperty submission, below are the current stats of my submitted games. Out of 15 games, Bearded Scoop has said it's 15 Scooperty so far. This will be 16.
He's an addict.
Matt has won 3. He has 31,800 points. Paul has won 6 with 33,400 points. I have also won 6, but I have 41,200 points. So I'm winning. For some reason, Bearded Scoop Scooperties lend themselves to my knowledge base.
I didn't realize how terrible I was at these until just hearing any statistic whatsoever.
Yep. No. Let's see. Paul, the categories are Long in the Tooth, Baker Street, top movies in the fours?
In the 40s?
That just says 4S.
Okay.
And Potpourri. It's
Force.
In the fours, yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm intrigued. I'll try top movies in the fours.
Let's try it. This was the highest grossing movie worldwide of 2014, bringing in $1.1 billion, starring Mark Wahlberg, Kelsey Grammer, and Stanley Tucci. Actors that provided vocal performances include John Goodman and Ken
Watanabe.
That's it.
It's one of the Transformers.
I believe it's A Fish Called Wanda. A Fish Called Wanda.
A Fish Called Optimus.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess that's... is that the Night Transformers?
Transformers the Night.
Not the Night. What was it called? I can't remember what
the
it's called.
The Day.
No.
The Evening.
Like the night, Afternoon.
Knights of Cybertron or some shit like that.
Transformers and the rest of the day to you.
How about, can I say Transformers 5? I think it was Transformers 5.
Well, let's try Transformers 5. Transformers Age of Extinction. Is that the fifth one? Anybody? Fifth one. Somebody's looking it up right now. I would look it up, but there's a
so many
cadre
people here. So many people
of people that can look it up. Let's see. We'll all sit quietly while this is looked up.
Jacob, Paul, and I are improv experts.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Transformers 4.
Okay.
Transformers 4.
Paul and I are capable of stalling. We're very good at it.
We are. Let's see. I'll try Long of the Tooth for 200. In 1931's Dracula popularized the vampire genre and delineated what modern society thinks of when they hear the word vampire. English was the second language of what Hungarian actor who would iconify Dracula with his performance? It's got to be Bela, right? Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's Hungarian, huh? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Big, Hungary.
Hungarian really. Like the wolf.
Yeah. Matt.
What's the last category?
Potpourri.
I'll take Potpourri for 200, please.
This is the relation of the subject in Grant Wood's iconic painting, American Gothic. Oh, this is the relation of the subjects in Grant Wood's iconic painting, American Gothic.
I will turn to the gallery for help. Anyone?
What? Do you know what American Gothic is? Do you remember that painting?
No, they're not. They're Dentist and Donner. What?
We're getting a lot of.
I'm getting fact check. Andy is overruling everyone.
I would trust the artist's
daughter.
It's a who's what? The artist?
It's a farmer and his daughter.
It's a farmer and his daughter.
Andy's an artist. Since when?
Andy is a fantastic artist. Since he completed the masterwork known as Christmas, the Christmas octopus.
And half of Christmas too.
Yeah, look at that. Farmer and his daughter is my answer,
a
Jacob.
A farmer and his daughter. I'm sorry, no, it's a farmer and his daughter who fuck.
Oh my God.
I thought that was implied with the word farmer.
I thought you were going to say daughter. Paul!
I'll try in the fours again.
Let's try it. This was the highest grossing movie worldwide of 2004, bringing in $935 million. This fantasy comedy has quite the ensemble cast, including Antonio Banderas, Julie Andrews, John Cleese, Rupert Everett, and Jennifer Saunders. Eddie Murphy, too. Oh, this is A Fish Called Wanda.
This would have to be...
It's A Fish Called Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek. Oh, shit. But is it 3 or 4? Was there a 4?
It's or 2?
All right, Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Is correct.
Hey. Yeah. Thank you, Shrekies.
It's me.
Thing still a thing?
I,
the what?
The weird political boogaloo thing?
I think it is.
Okay.
What?
The Boogaloo Boys.
We talked about this. The Boogaloo Boys.
Oh, are those the Hawaiian shirt guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're unpleasant. I'm a log of the tooth for 400. Daily Double! It's still 400. I'm just stuck with it. Lestat de Lioncourt and Louis de Pont de Lac, portrayed by Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, respectively, are the primary characters of what 1994 film based off a 1976 novel of the same name? That would be Anne Rice's Interview with a Vampire.
Whoa.
No, you're wrong.
No.
You're wrong.
No.
No? What?
The Vampire.
Not, oh, is that Interview with a Vampire?
Yeah.
The Vampire?
I want you to get the point.
Okay. Interview with the Vampire.
Fake fan.
I see that.
It is the Vampire.
It is Interview with the Vampire.
Antonio Banderas was in that one, too.
Yeah. I guess he didn't get interviewed, though.
No.
Because otherwise it would be Interview with a Vampire.
They just straight up gave him the job. No interview.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's skip the interview and just give you a vampire job.
Ah.
Someone from accounting will be in touch with some.
Anne Rice used to throw great parties in New Orleans.
Yeah?
Yeah. Only I got invited to one and I didn't get to go.
Oh, no.
But it was, they were like legendary Halloween parties.
All right.
Matt.
I'll do potpourri for 400, please.
Let's try it. This is the largest domesticated dog breed by male weight, some of which tip the scales around 230 pounds.
Your mom.
Yeah! Oh! She's a dog.
Boom! Stay down, bitch! I would think. Irish Wolfhound.
Irish Wolfhound?
Rogan guesses from the gallery is here? Triggered by the word Irish.
Great Dane is what we all... I was thinking Great Dane, but are Great Danes heavy?
I mean, they're big. I thought Mastiffs were heavier than Great Danes.
Or like Bernese Mountain Dogs?
Yeah. There's that weird Tibetan Mountain Dog that's like 1,200 pounds or something. I guess that's not true because this says the biggest one is 230 pounds. But
I'll pass, actually. I don't feel like guessing on
that. That passes to Paul.
I'll guess Irish Wolfhound.
Irish Wolfhound is... Incorrect. It's a Mastiff.
Mastiff.
Really?
Yeah. Paul, you're up. Get some points back.
I'll try Movies for Four again.
Let's try it. This was the highest grossing movie worldwide of 1994, bringing in $763 million. Once again, James Earl Jones' son is left to fend for himself before he can restore order to the realm.
That is The Lion King.
The Lion King is correct. No, I'm sorry, it's The Lion King.
The Lion King.
Not a Lion King.
Not a Lion King.
Also known as Macbeth.
Exactly.
It's
true. The Peanut Gallery just pointed out that Lion King and Macbeth are exactly the same story.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll close like out Movies in the Forest for 800.
The Bug's Life and A Bug's Life and Three Amigos.
Yeah.
Same movie.
Yeah.
There you go. I've only seen one of them. I don't think I ever saw.
Then you've seen both.
Toy Story 4 and Solaris. Same movie. Yes. Same movie.
I would not be surprised.
This was the highest grossing movie in America of 1984, bringing in $229 million. The most recent sequel was released March 22 of 2024, with three of the four original team members reprising their roles. Would this be Ghostbusters? To 24. Mm-hmm. It's got to be Ghostbusters. So 84... Is original Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Yeah, because Ghostbusters 2 didn't come out until I think early 90s. So yeah, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And $229 million. Yeah, you got it.
That's a lot of money. That's back more money than I would have guessed that Ghostbusters would have brought in. Yeah. Good job, Ghostbusters.
I think people like that movie.
Congratulations to Ghostbusters.
Could be the reason they're still making Ghostbusters
give
movies.
Give it up, Ghostbusters, everybody.
Matt!
What's the middle category that everyone's staying
away
from?
Baker Street.
I'll take Baker Street for 200.
Let's try it. Daily Double.
I'll bet it all, Jack.
Here it goes.
It's Jacob.
Fair.
This is the number of Sherlock Holmes' flat in London. What's Sherlock Holmes' address, Matt?
221B.
221 Baker Street. 221B, yeah. That's it.
I knew that.
Yep, you nailed it. You knocked that one out of the park.
On that one, I love me Sherlock Holmes apartment numbers.
Paul!
Potpourri for 6, please.
Let's see. One berry of this plant can be fatal to a child. 8 to 10 berries or one leaf can be fatal to an adult. Atropa belladonna is more commonly known as what?
I think that's mistletoe.
Ah, I thought it was your mom. No, it's Deadly Nightshade.
Deadly Nightshade.
Deadly, it's right in the name.
Sally, stop poisoning me, you bitch.
That's me, I'll try.
That's actually the name of my superhero.
Deadly Nightshade?
Deadly Nightshade.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll try Long of the Tooth for 600. George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino flee from the authorities and wind up at the Titty Twister, a strip club in Mexico. Unbeknownst to most of the patrons, the strip club is the top of an ancient Aztec temple full of vampires in what 1996 film? Oh, thank God. It didn't say it was a movie till the end. I thought I was just reporting on something. Sounded terrifying.
Yeah.
Weekend.
Wow, what a horrible thing.
I believe it's called Interview with Even More Vampires.
Interview with Some Vampires.
Interview with Mexican Vampires.
Oh, what the fuck is that movie? That's what is it?
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn, that's it.
From the dusk till
from
the
dawn. Dusk till the dawn. Yes.
A dusk.
Yes, and from a dusk till the dawn.
Great flick.
Matt!
I'll do a Baker Street for 400, please.
This is the name of the type of hat cap commonly associated with Sherlock Holmes.
Is it a flat cap? No.
I mean, I will accept Sherlock Holmes cap.
Sheepdog puppy looking hat?
Deer stalker
hat.
Deer stalker hat. All right. It is a deer stalker cap. Well done. Well done, Matt.
Thank you. Once again, I know so much about Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. Paul.
Potpourri, please.
800. This speed measurement is equal to multiples of the speed of sound. This measurement is predominantly used when talking about aircraft speed.
Mach.
It's speed.
Ing. Yeah. Mach. Yeah. Ing. Yeah. Watch that plane gonna go so fast in that sky.
I rewatched a few weeks ago the new Top Gun movie.
Oh yeah,
Maverick,
so good. Yeah,
it's so silly.
It's interview with the pilot. Interview with the Maverick.
That would have been so cool if he turned into a bat after he ejected.
The second act of that movie was all about Maverick being a vampire. That would be amazing.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I'll close out Long in the Tooth for 800. I'm gonna stay away from the Sherlock Holmes category. Released 102 years ago, what unauthorized adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula is considered to be the first vampire film? This 1922 silent film starred Max Schreck as Count Orlok.
Oh. Nosferatu.
That, of course, was my mom's home video.
Ooh.
Wow.
My mom's home
dirty
video.
Dirty.
Filthy.
Yep. Also, Nosferatu. Yes.
Nosferatu.
That's it. Matt, you want 600 or 800 for Baker Street?
What, the points matter at all, Jacob?
They do not. I'm going to win. You and Paul are fighting for second.
There we go again. You got us. You got me good. You did me dirty again.
Bearded Scoop and me. I guess we're just on the same page for some reason.
And what's Paul and I score?
You have 800. Paul has 600.
Okay.
You got a $600 and $800 question left.
So I'll do 800, assuming that the gallery knows every question about Sherlock Holmes.
There you go. Elementary premiered on CBS. No one seems excited. CBS on September 27th, 2012, the show gender-swapped Holmes' companion with Lucy Liu, starring as Dr. Joan Watson, and also Holmes' arch-nemesis with Natalie Dormer portraying what character?
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Moriarty.
That is literally the question.
Moriarty.
Who is Moriarty? Elementary's version, first name is Jamie. Jamie Moriarty.
Jamie Moriarty.
Oh, man. I missed that show.
We got people saying the Elementary was good. That was good, huh?
Huge fans here. Actually, Scoop Fest is actually just an Elementary fan club meeting. It's really...
I would have lost that bet if you had said, will people think Elementary was good? I would have guessed no. Paul, closing out the category and the game. Baker Street for 600. In the totality of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's 60 Sherlock Holmes stories, the consulting detective utters his most iconic line, "Elementary, my dear Watson," how many times?
Zero.
Gotta be zero, right? It is zero. This line is never written as such in any of the works of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
So what, they added that in for what?
Films.
Just the, okay.
Film, yeah.
And that is the game. I win with 2,800. Matt is in second with 1,600. Paul is in third with 1,200. Ooh, I just burped. And that's from Bearded Scoop 3. Thank you, Bearded Scoop.
Ooh, good stuff, Bearded Scoop.
Let's see. That means I'm now up to 7 wins and whatever my point total is.
Nice. You got the Bearded Scoop vibe.
I just burped again.
Whoa.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you, all Scoops, for coming out and hanging out in the churn with us. We're going to do another show right now. What was I going to say? Oh, right, names. We don't have any names yet. We still don't have any names to thank.
Not yet.
But everybody who heads over to our Patreon, they support us. They keep the show on the air. And that is over at preachingfun.com. And if you have Nazi ancestry that you for some reason draw attention to, head over to fartsinabag.biz. Why would you draw attention to them? Why would you be like, hey, yeah, I've got Nazi ancestry. Let me publicize that.
Strange times.
That's fartsinabag.biz. That along with preachingfun.com. It takes you over to our Patreon page where for as little as $2 a month, you can help keep this show on the air, keep us doing this thing, keep us doing things like Scoop Fest here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, and other places.
And that weird dungeon where we have cockfights.
Yeah, you keep the cockfight dungeon alive.
You got to do that. We need support for that.
And he ain't talking about chickens.
That's right.
That is also correct.
Sword fighting.
That's also correct.
No, we greatly appreciate all of our listeners and all of our Scoop patrons, especially. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Many of you we will see this weekend.
Absolutely. Many of you, by the time a lot of you have heard this show, we will have seen.
That's right. That's right. Yep. But for the rest of you who are out there just listening to this week in and week out while you do your thing, just know that we love you. Take care of yourselves out there, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
I just got polite applause for my breath support.
Big night. Can we hear condescending applause for my breath support, please?
We're preaching fun.
Can we hear a little too excited applause?
I didn't know breath support meant so much to everybody.
No. See ya!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.